We had a story last week on our air and on our website about hundreds of patients who are stuck in Washington hospitals with no medical reason to be there. It was reported by Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins, and we wanted to learn more about this issue and what's happening next. So Austin joins us live now on the phone to talk about it. Austin, let's first recap. Who are these people and why are they being kept in hospitals?
Well, Kristen, they are the disabled, the elderly, people with developmental disabilities. They are on Medicaid or Medicare or both. And most share a commonality. They have behavior issues that make them very challenging to place in the community. So what happens is they're taken to the hospital, sometimes for a medical reason, sometimes simply because their caregivers are at wit's end and they're taken to the ER. In any case, they're admitted to the hospital, but then when it's time to discharge from the hospital, there's no place in the community that will take them. And so they remain stuck in the hospital, sometimes for weeks, months. We've even heard about someone who was there for 2 years. The state's Developmental Disabilities Ombudsman has said the situation is dangerous for the individuals, costly to the medical system. We talked to one hospital official in Spokane who says this issue has hit a tipping point and told me that at times 100 of her 700 hospital beds are taken up by these long length of stay patients.
And through your reporting, you found that it seems that the system favors those with fewer behavioral challenges. Those are the ones who get out first, right?
Yes, you know, that's really kind of how this seems to work out. State Representative Tim Ormsby of Spokane, who's the House Budget Chair, says the challenge is that community-based providers naturally lean towards the and gravitate towards the easier to care for patients, and that leaves these more complex patients who are more difficult to care for languishing. And just to paint a clearer picture of this, we're talking about, say, a person who might have dementia, and because they have dementia, as a part of that, they also have assaultive tendencies. So whoever takes care of that person, in addition to dealing with their daily needs, will also have to have the expertise and the kind of forbearance to manage behaviors that could put that caregiver or any other residents in the home in danger.
So what's the underlying problem here in Washington? What does your reporting shine a light on?
Over and over again, and we hear this kind of across the human services world right now, is that there is a lack of placement options, sort of an array of options, and that there is a lack of direct care workers to do these jobs. So high turnover and very difficult times recruiting and retaining people to do this work. So essentially an ongoing workforce crisis. You've got service providers or contractors who can't hire the workforce, and then you've got the workers who are saying, I could make as much or more doing something else. And then imagine if you need workers to have the training and the skill level to deal with complex clients and you already have a workforce crisis, how much more difficult that is.
So I'm sure funding is an issue, but what can be done to change this?
So in the short term, the legislature has approved a rate increase for supported living providers. These are people who care for people with developmental disabilities in their own homes. That kicks in January, but it's not as much of an increase as was originally requested. The state's hospital association is asking lawmakers to increase the Medicaid reimbursement rate for dementia care. The hospitals are telling me that dementia patients make up the majority of long length of stay patients in their hospitals. Tracking the problem is important too, but the state's Developmental Disabilities Ombudsman says the tracking system that the legislature authorized this year is inadequate. She's quite disappointed and says it's going to be hard to get a clear picture of this issue because of the way it's being tracked, in her mind, inadequately now.
And I understand there's more to come in this story, particularly later this month.
Correct. The House Healthcare Committee, in fact, next week, will hold a work session on these stuck-in-the-hospital clients. State Representative Ormsby says the issue will be ripe for discussion as they write a supplemental budget next year when the legislature reconvenes in January. I know that State Senator John Braun, the ranking Republican on the Senate Budget Committee, has been very concerned about this issue, is also frustrated with the pace of progress this year, and will be back next year to push on this. But the reality is, Kirsten, there is kind of no immediate fix here, and a long-term solution, frankly, could be years off.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joining us live this morning, as he does most Tuesdays at this time, on 88.5's Morning Edition.